Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Come before the Lord in prayer, and let us prepare our hearts as we prepare our hearts for prayer. Heavenly Father and mighty God, we come before you in the name of your Son, Jesus. We ask that you have mercy upon us according to thy loving kindness. We pray that you look on us with compassion. Heavenly Father, we ask that you blot out our transgressions and let sins be forgiven today. Help us to be the people that you're calling for. Help us to walk upright before you, speaking the truth in our hearts. We realize that we need you, and without you, we can do nothing. We're dependent on you today. We need you as never before. In the name of Jesus, touch us while we are praying. Pour out of your spirit upon us, O Lord. Draw us closer to you. Give us a clean heart and everything that's not like you. Take it out, O Lord. Yes. Make us what you would have us to be, O Lord. We're seeking to please you. We design a closer walk with you. my God, we want to be ready when you call our names. Help us, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, we are contending for that faith, and we are trusting in you as never before. You are our very present help. You are our trust, and our faith looks up to you. Help us today, oh, Lord. While we're praying, we pray that you meet us here today. Take full control of this broadcast. Send your word. Send your anointing. Let the word of God go forth that a soul might be blessed on today, that somebody will give their life to you and come to you while they have a chance. And we pray that you will lift heavy burdens, because we know that thou art a burden bearer. We can cast our burden upon you, for you care for us. And you said we could cast our burden on you, and you would sustain us. We believe your word today, and we are trusting in you with all our hearts and leaning not to our own understanding. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for all that you have done for us, for sparing our lives and giving us this opportunity to come before you on this broadcast. We pray that you continue to bless today and let the Spirit of God prevail and the blood of Jesus cover. Save the unsaved, those that don't know you, in the pardon of their sins. We pray that you have mercy on them today. Help them to give their lives to you, and help your people to stand and to go through. Help them, oh Lord, to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, leaning and depending on your word. We know you're able to take your people through, and we know you're able to keep us, continue to hold us in the hollow of thine hand. Ever lead us on to victory and help us to tell of your goodness. Help us to promulgate the gospel of Jesus Christ. Help us, oh Lord. We are seeking to please you in every way. Not our will. Let our will perish, that thy will may be done. Help us today, oh Lord. We are weak, but we know thou art strong, and you're able to take us through every test, every trial. You're able to help us to stand in that time of trouble. We know you're able to take us through. We're depending on you as never before. Pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us. Bind every evil work, cast out Satan, and blot out of transgressions. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, heal them that are sick and deliver them that those who are suffering, oh, Lord, in pain and misery. We know you're able to move the pain. You're able to heal the body. Touch right now, oh Lord. You know the situation and you know the condition. Touch right now, Lord. Have mercy today, oh Lord. Give that soul back his activity of his limbs, oh Lord, that he may serve you for the rest of his days. Help him, oh Lord. I know you're able, Jesus. Be merciful unto him. Blot out of his transgressions, oh Lord. Look on his parents. Have mercy on them today, oh Lord. Save them, oh Lord. Help them to give their lives to you. Help them, oh Lord. I know you're able, Lord. We are looking to you, Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. You're the beginning and the end. Help us today, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, our trust is in you and none other. You told us to trust in you with all our heart and commit our way unto you. We are looking to you, taking you at your word, believing you, trusting you as never before. And we thank you for this prayer. Thank you for this broadcast. And we thank you for everyone that may be listening in. We pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us. Ever lead us on to victory, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that opening prayer being prayed by Evangelist Maybell. And good evening, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Prayer Works Ministry, a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer and promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We do believe in praying to God for all. You can be blessed, delivered, healed, and made whole through prayer and faith in God. And so we invite you to join us in worshiping and praising God tonight. And right now we're going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from the 47th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, and it reads, "O clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the thrones of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted." Thank God for the reading of his word, the 47th number of Psalm, the first throughout the ninth verses throughout its entirety. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Prayer Works Ministry. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. And every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 563-999-3634, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Prayer Works Ministry. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can use the mailing address P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. And if you're a clergy and you're feeling bold, you want to have remarks after the word, you have a testimony you'd like to tell, a song you'd like to sing, a scripture you'd like to share, or an encouraging word you'd like to give, feel free to give us a call. You could be live on air at 551-241-6677. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Neville Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 605-373-5995. That access code is 565-2166. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. There's also 12 o'clock noonday prayer each day there. So if you're in the area, feel free to stop on by on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m. Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346. 9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. That phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Minister Emmanuel Hoax teamed up with Evangelist Lynette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. And we are praying for Elder Otis Smith, the Breed Friedman family, Deacon Roger Tanner, Andrea, the Breed Ingram Soul family, the Breed Carroll family, Sean Howard and his mother, Darnell Williams, the Breed Jones family, W.L. and the Breed Turner family, the Breed Edmond family, Mrs. Joel Paldo and the Breed Paldo family, Katrina Jones, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, all of the bereaved families, as well as all those who are currently requesting prayer. And just want to tell you all about our Christian Temple's 48th Annual Missionary and Women's Day Convention that's going to be held at New Hope Temple in Hamlet, North Carolina, under Dr. Robert Huff on May the 24th through May the 26th. And the services will start at 10 o'clock a.m. in the morning, the first service 10 o'clock a.m. in the morning, and evening service leave at 7 o'clock p.m. I don't have all of the details right now, But we know that it will be there. And so we are looking to have an amazing time in the Lord. And if you happen to be in the area in North Carolina, in Hamlet, North Carolina, feel free to stop on by. You won't miss your blessing. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And we're going to ask if Evangelist Maybelle wouldn't mind just coming on back and giving some words of encouragement and introducing our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for this opportunity. This is a chance that we can praise God and lift up the name of the Lord. And the scripture said, oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout out to God with the voice of Zion. And this is what we should be doing toward the Lord, because God has done great things for us. He has worked wonderful works in our lives, and we ought to lift him up and give God the praise and the glory that is due his name. So I want to encourage you tonight, wherever you are, maybe in your car, in your home, you can give God praise. You can clap your hands if nobody else hears you. God hears you. You can clap your hands and praise God and lift up your voice like a trumpet. Praise God. And the voice of triumph. Praise the Lord. We can do this before the Lord. He is worthy of it all for his mercy. And I want to encourage every listener tonight that you pay attention to the word of God, that you may grow, that you may get strength. And that if you're not saved, you don't know the Lord, you can be saved if you receive the word of God. So we thank God for this opportunity. And now at this time, we're going to present to you the speaker in the person of Pastor Sheila Hamid.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I thank God for the opening prayer. Thank God for that scripture and those words of encouragement. Thank the Lord for all of you who have tuned in on this evening, and let us now put our minds on the Lord for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord. We humble our hearts. Lord, we ask that you will speak to us through your word, that you will minister unto us, O God, because you know our needs, Lord, better than we know our own selves. We pray, God, that you will bless us through the hearing of your word, and we count it as done. And Lord, we thank you. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. At this time, let us turn our attention to the word of God, and let us go on over to 2 Timothy, the third chapter, verses 1 through 5, and then the 100th number of Psalms in its entirety of 5 verses is 1 through 5. So we'll start with beginning with verse 1, and I'm reading from the King James Version. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Psalm 100, verse 1, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. And the thought tonight is give thanks unto the Lord. Give thanks unto the Lord. Praise God. In 2 Timothy, we see that the Bible is warning us of the conditions of man's heart, man's ways, character, all of these descriptive ways that men are. Instead of being thankful, they are heady, they're boasters, they're proud, truth breakers, covetous, loving themselves more than they love God, high-minded, having a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. From these we should turn away. Someone who is complaining all the time and someone who is ungrateful and unthankful, we ought not to have much to do with them, because evil communication corrupts good manner. And it's sometimes we think that we won't be affected by someone else talking about negative things, or we could be influenced by these things without even realizing it. So we need to separate ourselves from such individuals who are unthankful and associate with those who are thankful. The Bible exhorts us to give thanks unto the Lord. In the 100th number of Psalm, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. We ought to make a joyful noise. We ought to sing praises to our God. We ought to show God just how thankful we are, because it is God who made us. And who are we to be down here so unthankful and complaining and mumbling and grumbling about things? Hallelujah. But rather, we ought to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Glory to God. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. I heard somebody say that they didn't feel like coming to prayer with a song in advance. They just want to do it differently. But the Bible says, come before his presence with singing. Glory be to God. Even though you might not feel like it, when you're getting ready to go to God in prayer, come before the Lord with singing. Oh, hallelujah. God wants us to approach him in this manner. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. God is the one who made us. We ought to be thankful. We ought to sing to the Lord. We ought to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Come in with thanksgiving. Come in giving thanks to the Lord. Come in with a praise. Hallelujah. If you can't do much, if you can move your hand and give God praise. Whatever you can do, if you can open your mouth, open up your mouth and give God the praise that's due to his name. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. So we ought to put more effort into being thankful, into praising God, into singing before him. Hallelujah, and blessing his name. Glory to God, because the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. And that brings me to the thought of the parable that Jesus spoke about in St. Matthew, the 18th chapter, how a certain king, praise the Lord, would take account of his servants. And as Jesus told his disciples, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto this certain king who would take account of his servants. And one of them owed a very large debt.
He actually owed 10,000 talents. Oh, my Lord. But he wasn't able to pay that debt. He just didn't have the means. And so he was commanded to be sold, his wife, his children, so that the payment could be made. But, you know, that servant, he just began to fall down at his Lord's feet, and he worshiped,
yes, he
and he began to just ask him to have patience with him so he could pay it all. Oh, and that the Lord of that servant, he was moved with compassion. So he loosed him from that debt. He forgave him all of that debt. Oh, my Lord. But that same servant, he didn't show the same compassion to his fellow servant. He treated him in a terrible way. But if we just give thanks to the Lord, the Lord would bless us so greatly. You know, when you think of all this debt that this servant was in, and that Lord was willing to forgive him all of that debt. And the reason why Jesus even spoke this parable is because the question was asked, how many times should my brother offend me and I forgive him? And they wanted to know seven times. But Jesus said seven times 70. And then he went on to speak this parable. It's all about being forgiving to show how God is so good. And that his mercy endureth forever. So we ought to push past the feeling of, I don't feel like singing today. Hallelujah. Push past that and be thankful. Serve the Lord with gladness. Take that crown off your face. Oh, glory to God. And serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. And God will bless you so greatly. Amen. Be thankful to the Lord. When you're approaching the throne of grace, come with a song. Come singing. Amen. If you have a song in your heart, sing that song out loud. Open up your mouth and let the praises ring out. Praise God and give God the praise to his name. Give thanks unto the Lord. That's what I'm encouraging you to do on tonight. And the more you give thanks to the Lord, the more he will bless you. Praise be to God. The more he will bless you. And so the same servant who refused to show compassion to his fellow servant, the word got back to that servant's Lord. And that Lord was wroth with that servant. He was so wroth until he commanded him to be delivered to the tormentors until he should pay everything. So he lost out because he was not thankful, and neither was he willing to forgive. You know, even after the Lord had blessed him and had forgiven him, he wasn't willing to forgive, and he was not thankful. So we ought to be more thankful. Praise God. Thank God for everything. Just give God thanks for everything. No matter what the situation is, no matter what's going on, just give God thanks. Just give thanks unto the Lord. Amen. Maybe the enemy punch you in the gut. Just give thanks unto the Lord. Whatever happened to you, maybe somebody slapped you in the face, just give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Maybe you didn't get something that you desired to get. It just didn't come through for you. Just give thanks unto the Lord.
Yes.
And bless his name. Go about singing as if you already have whatever it is you desire. Singing as if it's already taken care of, it's fixed. God's already worked it out. So singing and praising God and thanking him, for he is good.
God is the one who made us. Amen. We didn't make ourselves. So let us be thankful to the Lord. Amen. And also remember that in these last days, we're living in times of danger. And we see the conditions. We see that many, their love has waxed cold. We see all of these things have come to pass. And it's a sign to us how close we are to the return of Jesus. His
Amen.
Return is upon us. He is coming back. And we need to get closer to the Lord. We need to be more thankful in these last days. Glory, hallelujah. And show God how much we thank him. Amen. Not just saying it out of our mouths, but let us show the Lord how much we thank him by blessing his name. Amen. Doing things that let God know that we are thankful. Amen. Sacrificing, going out of our way, doing the work of the Lord, laboring in the vineyard of God, and being thankful all along. So we thank God for the word of God tonight. Just thank the Lord because his word is so nourishing to my soul. And I thank him. Praise God. I am so thankful because he didn't have to have mercy on a wretch like me. He didn't even have to call me out of the world, but I'm so glad that the Lord looked down on me one day, and he had mercy on my soul, hallelujah, and he called me out of the world of sin. He converted me, sanctified me, gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost and a determination to go all the way. Oh, and I thank him tonight. Goodness and his mercy. Oh, so many times when the enemy tried to cut me off, the Lord spared my life. He stayed the hand of death, and he gave me some more time so I could do his will. And for that, I am very thankful. Oh, and I praise the Lord. I bless his name because of all that he's done for me. I didn't deserve any of it. But I thank the Lord for blessing me.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. I'm just so happy for all that God has done. And now at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Let's put our minds on the Lord and any petition you have, any heart's desire, any prayer request, anybody that you're praying on the behalf of, let's believe God together. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you. We humble our hearts before you, oh God, and we ask for mercy. We call on you tonight, Lord, to stop by and make your holy visitation. Oh, my Lord, move in a miraculous way in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask for forgiveness, that you'll forgive us for our shortcomings, oh God. Forgive our sins, those known and unknown. Have mercy on us, oh God, and blot out our transgressions. Wash us and clean us up, Lord Jesus, from the inside out, in the name of Jesus. Stretch out your mighty hand, Lord, and lay your hand on us. For we need a touch from you, oh God. We need you, Lord, to lift us up, my God. We need you to strengthen and encourage us, oh Lord. We need you to help us while we're down here, oh God. Trouble is on every side. The enemy is raging against us. And we need you, Lord, to lift up a standard in the name of Jesus. We need your protection all around us, Lord. We pray tonight, oh God, that you'll remember those who desire to be saved. Lord, touch their hearts and minds. Oh God, forgive their sins. Take away all of their sins and clean them up, Lord Jesus. Convert them and sanctify them and fill them with the Holy Ghost.
Lord, and give them a determination. Give them the mind to serve you all the days of their lives. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight, Lord. We pray, God, that you'll remember the backsliders, Lord, those who are trying to get back home, Lord. We pray that you'll remove every hindrance out of the way. Lord, destroy the yoke of bondage. Bind the Satan on every hand, my God, and help them to make it back before it's too late. Oh, Lord God, please stay the hand of death and give somebody a little more time to repent, my God. Give them more time to get on back home in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we are calling on you to stop by the jails and the prisons, Lord, the detention centers. Oh, my God, make your visitation, Lord. Go into the cells. Make yourself known unto them. Save to the uttermost, my God. Deliver, oh, my Lord, work miracles. Work wonders, Lord. Let the glory of God be revealed. For we believe you tonight, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. We are praying, God, for all of those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. We are praying, God, for those who are dealing with bereavement tonight. Oh, God, give them comfort and consolation. Lord, be close to them and uphold them, oh, Lord. Carry them through during this difficult time, Lord, and please remember all of those names that were called out on the prayer list, those that were not called out. You know all about it, Lord, and you know just what to do. You know how to fix it, Lord Jesus. Touch, Lord, heal, make everyone whole. Raise them up, Lord, off the sick bed right now. Oh, my God, and restore their health unto them that they may do your will. In the name of Jesus, any of them that have committed any sin or disobeyed you, Lord, please forgive them, Lord, and take away their sin. Restore their health, Lord, and help them to do your will. We believe you tonight. Look on our leaders, Lord Jesus. Give them visions, revelations, and help them to lead your people. Bless the congregations, oh God, help us to come together. Unite us as one in the name of Jesus. Rebuke the spirit of division. Rebuke any isms or schisms. Anything that tries to separate us, Lord. Oh God, rebuke it in the name of Jesus. For we know you are able to do all things, and there's nothing impossible for you. There's nothing too hard for you, oh God. We believe we have the petitions we've asked in this prayer. And Lord, we give you thanks tonight. We thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for being patient with us, Lord. We thank you tonight for your touch, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for blessing our souls, Lord. Thank you for answering our prayer, oh God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Oh, God, we thank you for your touch, Lord. We thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you for opening the doors that shut in our face. We thank you, oh God, for making a way for us. We thank you, Lord, for healing us. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for all things, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Oh, we bless your holy name, oh God. We give you glory and honor. We lift you up, Lord, for you are worthy. We thank you for this ministry, oh God, and we ask that you'll continue to bless and let it grow and prosper, oh Lord, and all those who are listening, go into their homes, Lord Jesus, and leave a blessing behind. In the name of Jesus, God, let your presence remain with us. We pray and ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Tamie. Thank God for that stirring prayer coming through her also. And she was talking about giving thanks unto the Lord. And all of the things that Paul began to talk about, this is how people are these days. They don't have natural affection. They're boastful, loving themselves. They're unthankful, unholy. Paul, he called these the last days and the times. He called them perilous. And we are here now. And thank God for that word of God coming to her again. And if you're on the line, if you're clergy, you'd like to have remarks, you feel free to give us a call on the guest call-in line. And you can come over into the broadcast. But before we do that, I'd like to give Amanda Smigel space to have remarks. So God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for such a beautiful message and for the word of God. Every word of God is right all by itself.
Yes.
Not by force, because we are living in that time. People is without natural faith. Oh, I tell you,
yes. They're
straight, heady-minded. I tell you, backbiters always complaining. And I tell you the truth. I don't like being around nobody who complains all the time. I just don't want to hear it, because God has been so good to us. We ought to be thankful unto him for what he has done, what he's doing, how he has blessed us. Be thankful for that instead of always complaining, I don't have this, I can't do that. Let's give God some praise and be thankful unto him and bless his name, because he is worthy. I thank the Lord for the word of God. And yes, we are living in perilous times. It's troublesome times, dangerous times.
Mm-hmm.
And we look out in the world and see the things that is going on today, just as the scriptures that was read. They have a form of godliness, but they be denying the very power thereof.
Mm.
And the Bible says, from such, turn away.
Turn away.
We don't be around them. If they don't want to be godly, they don't want to be holy, we need to get away from them. I tell you, I just thank God for the word of God. I want to encourage you, thanks. I mean, keep preaching and keep praying. And let the Lord continue to have his way in your life. And I ask that you pray for me also. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank God for those remarks coming through Evangelist Maybell and any other clergy on the line. If you'd like to have remarks, you can do that now. Yeah, I really enjoy the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, even as she began to bring out that parable that Jesus began to tell about the king who had the servant who he forgave all that debt. And he went out and he caught his fellow servant by the throat. He didn't even owe him. It was so small, pennies to what he owed. But he was so unthankful, he couldn't show compassion to his fellow servant. And I tell you, we don't want to be like that. We don't want to be unthankful. We don't want to be unholy without a natural affection. We don't want to be like that, because he cried when it was his time, when he was about, he and his family were about to be thrown in prison, and he cried and begged the Lord, and that Lord, and he forgave him all that debt.
Mm-hmm.
But he couldn't go and show compassion to his fellow servant who didn't even owe him as much as he owed. We don't want to be like that. I enjoy the word of God again.
Mm-hmm.
And if no other clergy are on, we're going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for all those beautiful remarks and exhortations. We just thank God for this broadcast on tonight. And that word of God is powerful. It truly is powerful. And I just want to encourage everyone, just take the word of God in for yourself. And we see here, it was demonstrated of how being unthankful and not having compassion can have its terrible consequences. You know, so people can bring things on themselves by being unthankful, by being negative, and, you know, not willing to forgive. Consequences will come. And this is what happened to that servant who his Lord had forgiven him such a large debt. And he just couldn't find it within himself to do the same. You know, so by being thankful to the Lord, you know, it'll soften your heart. It'll work on your heart. When you start giving thanks to the Lord, it'll actually change you. Praise God. So beautiful things happen when we are thankful. So let us give thanks unto the Lord. Praise God. We thank God for this broadcast on tonight, and we invite you to tune in on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will, to join us for our broadcast at that time. Lord's will, we do plan to be in the building on Sunday. That'll be the first Sunday of the month. And these months are coming by pretty fast. You know, it's already May.
Yes.
Third day of May already, and it's moving right along. So we see that the days are shortened. So this is high time to make sure that our soul is right with God. Is there anything else before we close out? If not, we do thank God for you. We are praying for you, asking you to please keep us in your prayers, and also please continue to pray for everyone who's on our prayer list, all the prayer lists everywhere. And until the next time, may God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded.